but I passed the breath test. This is McDaniel Reynolds with the Reynolds Defense Firm, and we specialize in one thing. We represent good people facing DUI charges. While you know that it's illegal to drive with a 0.08 or greater blood alcohol content, not everyone knows that you could be arrested in Oregon for an alcohol DUI even if you blow well under a 0.08. This is a pretty loose standard, and it's a way that many of the good people we represent find themselves needing our help when they thought they were doing everything right. The Reynolds Defense Firm. We're solid, we're here if you need us, and we are very good at what we do.
You've got the home of the truth. Back to the bald-faced truth with John Canzano on 750 The Game.
DJ Steven. Thank you for the music. Tobias Reed, Oregon's Secretary of State, the 30th Secretary of State in the state of Oregon. It's kind of a big deal. He's joining us now. How are you, man?
I'm all right. It's Friday afternoon. We get to think about sports finally, so I'm excited. Thanks for having me on.
How often does sports come up? Like when you're passing in the hallways at the state capitol, is it kind of the water cooler talk, or what are people talking about this week?
It should be. Well, you know, and the Capitol is kind of a weird place right now because of all the renovations, so I don't get to spend as much time there as I want. But in the Secretary of State's office, we have tons of opportunity, and it should be one of those things that we talk about more because, gosh, amongst all the other things where people are looking for places to get upset and be insulted and disagree, this is the place where we can agree on things, and we can get excited about the same teams. We can get excited even about our kids playing against each other, as long as we're, you know, behaving appropriately. I'm sure we'll talk about that too.
But
yeah, we got to do more of this.
Yeah, I want to talk about that. Let's jump right into it because, you know, I wrote a couple of columns this week about that softball tournament in Newburgh. You got a team from Astoria, you got a team from St. Helens. It got kind of ugly with a parent demanding a birth certificate and a umpire who just did a fantastic job mediating 17-year-old high school kid. So there was some positive going on there too. But, you know, this happens too often, Tobias. Like, you know, what do we need to remember as parents as it pertains to youth sports?
Well, first, thank you for telling that story. I was really touched by it. I wrote the umpire a note, sending it to her high school. Hope it gets to her because she's the model of what we should be doing. The way I think about this, I'm fortunate to be a parent of a daughter who plays high school basketball, and we've come to sort of an agreement. I can clap, but I can't do much else. And she complains about my clap because I have a loud clap. But I say, hey, this is the deal, and at least you know I'm there. Maybe this is the time for us to apply to ourselves what the parents of yesteryear said. You know, they said children. We should say parents should be seen and not heard. What do you think about the last thing you want to be is Tyrese Halliburton's dad, right?
Yes.
If you Google right now Tyrese Halliburton, the first thing is his stats. That's good. The second thing is his dad. Why should he be answering for his dad? And, you know, what do you want your kid to be saying in the car ride home? Are they like, that was terrible, Dad, really embarrassed? Or, you know, maybe just you were there and that was enough. I think we just have to, what kind of a reputation do we want to have? Are we going to be embarrassed after the fact or proud to just be there? So that's a good reminder.
Why do you think parents lose their minds at these events?
Well, I think we lose perspective. This is not Game 7, which I am looking forward to watching on Sunday, by the way. I think Jokic should be MVP, not Shai Gilgeous-Alexander.
Okay.
But this is not Game 7. This is the place where we should be learning lessons that apply to the rest of life. Remember, this is a long time ago now, but remember those NCAA commercials where they said 98% of NCAA athletes are going pro, you know, pause, in something other than sports? This is what we've got to learn, how to get better at something by practicing, how to be accountable to our teammates. We're there to support our kids in an experience that's going to be educational, that's going to drive lessons that apply to the rest of life. But it doesn't matter. No one's going to remember who won that game. Let's keep that perspective.
We are talking to Tobias Reed, Oregon's Secretary of State, formerly the state treasurer. Is it more fun to be Secretary of State versus treasurer?
You know, it's just different. And it's right now, it's especially interesting because it's all new. I'm just a few months into this. It's like it is. It's joining. I've joined a new team, and I'm getting to know my teammates. I'm getting to know who likes the where they like their entry passes, how we can set people up for success. If I get a rebound, who's streaking up the sideline for an outlet pass. This is new stuff, and I tell our kids I am most fearful of having a job that I'm bored with. There is no chance of that. I'm lucky to have it.
I am thinking about the Blazers. They are for sale, it looks like. You have thoughts on that? You're a Blazer fan.
Of course I am, yes. I think it's a good thing for us that we can start moving forward. It feels like there's been a lot of kind of in between and in limbo, and that's the worst place to be in sports, betwixt and between. So the best outcome, I think, would be a new owner for the Blazers or an ownership group, more likely, that cares about Oregon and cares about the Blazers and cares about winning. There's lots of people who can do that, but getting moving and not just kind of hanging out in the middle, I think, is going to be a good thing. This is not a process that's going to play out instantaneously, but most importantly, I think all of us have to agree on the priority of keeping keeping the Blazers here in Oregon. I don't have lots of fear about that moving away, but we're a big market. We have to act like it. We have to have the confidence, and all of us have a role in doing that. Because as this plays out over the next months or year, we got to show up. We got to demonstrate our interest in this team. That means going to games. It means talking about it. It means. If the Blazers don't make sense for you, I think you get credit for going to a remix game as well. And there's a role for the public with the city now owning the arena. It makes sense to be considering how we pay for remodels. I'm old enough to remember when the Motor Center was new and when it was called something else. It's functional and serviceable, but an upgrade makes sense, and all that can come from that, an all-star game maybe. We shouldn't have the 2030 be the only time the Women's Final Four comes to Oregon. So we've got a role to play in helping this transition, and it's going to be exciting to see who shows up to be the Blazers owner.
Over the years, we've had lots of politicians on this show, and there have been some times, though, where I felt like there isn't a lot of support for sports, maybe at the city level in Portland or even at the state level. But right now, you've got a governor in Tina Kotek, and you've got a legislature that invested in Hillsborough and invested at Oregon State and seems to understand that there's some return on that investment as it pertains to sports. You're talking about sports. You have a background. Your kids play sports. I feel like there's been a sea change. Is that just me, or do you feel that as well?
I do feel it, and I'd add one other to the list that you had, which is the legislature poised to support the potential of Major League Baseball coming to Portland as well. These are all good things, and it's one of those rare things where it's a feel good opportunity in terms of the civic impact, and it's also a real business potential. There's a great poll that's shown up recently that the number one thing people like about downtown Portland is professional sports. Right now that's the Blazers and the Timbers and the Hornets, but we're going to have a WNBA team. Maybe we could have a Major League Baseball team. It gets people downtown, spending money, investing in retail businesses. All of those things are good. So oftentimes you kind of are forced in politics to choose between different priorities, but this is one of those ones where all of Oregon can benefit, because of course income tax is paid by everyone into a central fund that then is distributed around the rest of the state. So it's not just Portland that benefits. We can be thinking about Pendleton and Port Orford too.
Tomias Reed is with us, Secretary of State in Oregon. You and I had coffee, was it a week ago? Was it earlier this week? When was that? Last week? It's a blur. Okay.
Same here.
But listen, one of the things that struck me is you're a normal person. And I think we need more normal people in these offices. And I just feel like, you're more connected maybe than maybe some other regimes have been in other years. And I'm trying to grasp what it is. You're a Willamette guy. You're a dad. You've got two kids. Your wife is employed and working at Nike. Okay. And so you seem to have like a grounding That is good. But why are you interested in politics? Why are you in this game? Because a lot of people in your shoes would go, hey, I go start a business, be an entrepreneur, run something else.
Yeah. Well, first off, thank you for recognizing my wife and our kids, because that is the most important source of my grounding. Just like our daughter does not like me yelling, she is not impressed, nor is anyone else in our house, particularly about work that I'm fortunate to do, but they do make it possible. And I think it is, I'm just so lucky too for my parents who made this clear. They were really direct as I was growing up, saying, look, you've had some pretty significant advantages, and you're the beneficiary of people who came before you. Public schools don't exist on their own. Soccer leagues don't exist on their own. Libraries don't exist on their own. And you have some responsibility, they said to me, to make sure you can do what you can to give people come after you the same kinds of opportunities. And so I've just been fortunate to be in the spot. And I really try to work on thanking people for that opportunity and being out in the community. Even since, and I agree with you, it is a blur of the time since we were together, we were around the state. I got to spend a little time with Jessica Mendoza in Bend this week as well. There's another really grounded person who is making a difference, and she obviously has a platform, but she made a really important point in our conversation about how you do not have to be a politician or be in an elected office to make a difference. And a lot of our conversation was about how to encourage people to be engaged and to make sure that the girls' sports and girls who are athletes are getting the same kinds of opportunities and access that boys are. You just have to be a decent person on the sidelines of your kid's game, and you're contributing to a better space. And I wouldn't feel very good if I wasn't trying to use the advantages and opportunities I've been lucky enough to have to try to make it better for people who come after me.
All right, tell me one thing you're doing this weekend. I'll be at a CYO track meet on Sunday. What is Tobias Reed doing?
Well, I want to make sure that I watch Game 7 and root for Jokic. That's one. I'd probably be negotiating with our son about which game we go see next week. He, like me, has imprinted on the Mariners pretty early, so we're both excited about the fact that the Aqua Sox are coming to Hillsborough next week, and we'll be able to see some future Mariners. They are a pretty stacked high-A team. And I will be knocking on a lot of doors and making phone calls to make sure that everybody has their ballot in by Tuesday night. As part of my job as Secretary of State, so everybody needs to make their voice heard. This is not the high-profile presidential race, but school boards and ballot measures and bond issuances are the things that make up the line items on your property taxes. So I'll be telling everyone I see that you got to get a ballot in.
Yeah, I got a text today from my county saying there's a reminder, election day is coming up May 20th, return your ballot. For people who aren't all that tuned in, what do you say to them as Secretary of State? Are you allowed to say, hey, go to this website, this is where all the information is? Or how do you tell people? Because everyone always says get yourself educated, but help us understand, how do you get educated?
Yeah, go to OregonVotes.gov. That's where you can find your ballot drop boxes. You can find links to voters' pamphlet statements. Yeah, absolutely. There are a lot of people who sacrificed a lot over time for the right to vote. And it is a right, not a privilege. And we should not be casual about letting that go. Make sure that you get your voice in. These are, you're going to be voting on things that affect your daily life here. And we don't want to be casual about that. Who runs your schools? How do we pay for firefighting? All that stuff. You get to have an impact on that this weekend. Oh, and I forgot one other important thing I'm doing tomorrow morning. I totally forgot. We're part of a program, Oregon's Kid Governor, and there is a terrific member of the Kid Governor cabinet who's doing a pancake fundraiser tomorrow morning for families in need. That was his platform. So I'm going to show up there and serve and eat some pancakes with him.
Way to go. Tobias Reed, Oregon Secretary of State, thank you for joining us.
It's my pleasure. Thank you, John.
All right, there he goes. There he goes. Look, maybe he'll be governor one day. Maybe, Stephen, he'll put us on a committee, and we'll be like down in Salem. We'll be wearing suits. We'll be like the Blues Brothers. We'll be helping him negotiate some sports deal. Who knows? Good stuff from the Oregon Secretary of State. I want you to leave it here. Our Big Splash is coming up.